This next case is particularly interesting to me. We've got a woman on the line who holds a very responsible position in Seattle. I'm not even going to say what the industry is she works in. We're not even going to use her real name tonight because she's so sensitive about this, and for good reason. But I am delighted that she's consented to come on the program tonight. This is a sighting that actually occurred the night before my last appearance on Coast to Coast, George. This is September 18th, Thursday night, September 18th of this year, and a woman was awakened, or she was in bed, her attention was drawn to a sound above her head here in Seattle, right on the western shore of Lake Washington. It was so peculiar, she reports to me, and I'm going to let her tell her own story here in a second or two.
Okay.
It was so peculiar, she went to the window, and I'm going to let her tell our audience what she saw going over her house and over Lake Washington on the 18th of September this year. With that, why don't we bring Susan on and let her tell her own story?
All right, that's what we're going to call her, okay? Hello, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
It's great to talk with you.
Good evening, Susan, and thanks so much for being on tonight.
You're welcome, Peter.
You've got an interesting story to tell, I think.
And I'm looking out the very window just to keep it kind of fresher in my mind. When I was falling asleep at about 10:50 on the evening of September 18th, and my windows were open so I could hear what was going on outside, I heard kind of a swishing sound as if someone was launching some fireworks, but you know, it was coming sort of from the southern end of the lake where that sometimes happens, and I thought it was peculiar because it wasn't, I wouldn't have been surprised if it was the 4th of July, but I just didn't make much of it and ignored it until, and my room was dark, so I mean it was, you know, bedtime, I experienced, and my eyes were closed and there were no lights on in the room, something seemed to brighten up in the sky as if there had been a flash of lightning, but again there was no noise. So those two events caused me to sit up and to look out of my windows, and I sleep directly facing east over Lake Washington. I'm about 1 mile directly west of the edge of the lake and about 300 feet up in elevation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking down directly east over Lake Washington. And I saw an orb that is a pinkish red in color, and it was directly in front of me. And I thought at first, I tried to make sense out of it, that it was a helicopter, because sometimes there are police helicopters that or traffic helicopters that will come about that altitude over the lake. But again, it was almost 11 o'clock at night. And I didn't hear anything, so there was no sound associated with it, and it was moving in a very horizontal path. So it wasn't in a trajectory as if something had been shot in the air like a fireworks and then coming down. And I looked and I went, no, but that's not a helicopter. I mean, it didn't resemble a helicopter. The lights,
right.
There wasn't a front light and a rear light. There was no sound of the helicopter. So then I tried to make more sense out of it, and I thought for sure I was watching an airplane exploding.
Ooh.
Because I am under a flight pattern, and the airplanes are often at a low altitude over my house.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing at all that resembled the color of a fire, and there was no debris of any kind. It was just this sort of orb. And so then I sort of fixated on looking at this orb, realizing that I really didn't know what it was. And it's hard for me to say exactly how high it was over the lake, but if I were to compare it with the moon that rises over the Cascade Mountains, it was about two-thirds the size of that. It had almost a fluorescent quality about it, and it was composed of other orbs, so that if I were to make a drawing of it, I'd first draw a circle, and then that circle would be made up of maybe 8 to 10 smaller circles. Because you could see where each of those little orbs was, you could see the sort of the space between them.
Almost like a bubble, huh?
Well, yeah, except it was very symmetric. All of the smaller circles were all the same size, making up this orb. And I watched it moving, it appeared to be moving slowly, it was moving very evenly, it's a constant velocity, moving north or maybe slightly northeast, right across the windows, right across my view, you know, across the lake. And I mean, I was just fixated with it because it was quite beautiful, and I'm a very logical person. I was trying to make sense out of it. And the color began to fade to white. But it was not a bright white. I'm looking out now over the lake, and I can see lights that are very bright. So it was really a dimming of the color. And again, the dimming showed that it was made up of these smaller orbs into this bigger orb. And it just faded out of view as it moved north-northeast.
I'm curious, Susan, you call this an orb as opposed to an object. And so many people who have used the word orb use it in the terms of something supernatural or something from the spirit world. Are you saying that possibly you think it might have been that, or would you tip more toward the object?
Oh, no, it was spherical, so I don't assign anything supernatural in that sense to it.
Okay.
It was something that I saw definitely as a physical object. It was spherical and made up of smaller spheres.
Peter, this is unusual to see an object with little objects within, isn't it? Like this?
Yeah, it's fairly rare. I haven't heard descriptions like that too often. But I have to report, George, that the most incredible things are reported to us from time to time. And this is an interesting one.